early in this physical world had accumulated in that office. I turned the key and handed it to my manager, Maya, who's been with me for almost 30 years, and I said, I would like you to sell everything or distribute everything that's in there. Sell the townhouse, get rid of it, take all the records, all the books. I got rid of my shoes. And I left it all behind and turned it over to her to get rid of everything. I detached myself from a lifetime of accumulations. And I moved full-time to a place over in the middle of the Pacific Ocean on one of our great islands called Maui. And in the next months, I began to get a lot of things coming to me about what my life was to what was to unfold, things that I wasn't even expecting. And I think about this idea about what age you are and whether or not changes and shifts can be made and how difficult so many people attribute this to. They say, it's just, that's an impossibility. I couldn't possibly do that. I'm so attached to all of these things. Or I'm too old. I've been living in the same place too long, whatever it might be. Right here in this audience is one of the women that I revere, I think more than any other woman I can think of in the professional world. At the age of 60, she changed her thoughts, and her life changed dramatically. She started a publishing company called Hay House, which is one of the world's largest publishers of spiritual and higher consciousness materials. She wrote a book called You Can Heal Your Life. She's here today. Her name is Louise Hay. Louise, would you stand up and be acknowledged? Thank you, sweetheart. Louise, with a great number of people from all over the world, just celebrated her 80th birthday. So, I should look so good even at 60, all right? And I'm just so deeply honored that you're here, dear. Thank you. What happened for me in the next few months was absolutely life-changing. I had a friend tell me who was severely addicted to all kinds of drugs and alcohol, who was basically very close to death. He refused all kinds of treatment. He wouldn't go through the programs and so on. But he read a book, and the book was called The Tao Te Ching. The Tao Te Ching. T-A-O-T-E-C-H-I-N-G. Tao Te Ching. Tao, in ancient Chinese, means the way, the great way. T-E is the term that means the application of or the virtue of. And Qing, in ancient Chinese, means book. So it's the book for applying the virtue of living the way. That's what this book means. And he told me that, and I thought, I've heard of the Tao Te Ching. I've heard of Taoism. I'm familiar with that. I had read about it when I was in college. I'd even lectured a little bit about it when I was teaching at a university in New York City, at St. John's University. It was something that I had sort of a cursory awareness of. But it wasn't something that I was really profoundly interested in. I was watching a TV show one night and someone talked about the Tao on there. I walk into a bookstore and there's a copy of the Tao. This is all happening in the 6 months or so that between when I had left and knowing that it was time for me to detach myself from all of the things that had been so much a part of my life and move on into a new area of my life. So I couldn't resist it any longer. And I said, I really want to read the Tao, and I'm going to take the next year, a full year. And in that year, what I would like to do is I would like to read each verse. There are 81 verses in the Tao Te Ching. You can read it in an afternoon, but you can study it for a lifetime. And in the studying of this, I said I would like to just take those 365 days for the next year, and in every 4 days, I am going to read one verse. Some of them are only 4 lines long. Some of them are 12, 16 lines long. I'm going to create for myself a way of seeing if I can live this Tao. And what I did was I would